Okay, today is Daf Nun Dalid. We're a drop behind. We're Nun Gimel Amud Beis by the Gemara. But today's Amud Beis is very, very short. And we will catch up Mirtz Hashem. Today's Shir is sponsored by the Freud family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Zev and Aaron Mordechai, and the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Rachel Bat Yitzchak Moshe. Okay, here we go. It says, so the Gemara says like this, Mishenignaz Lo Katani. It doesn't say that the Aron was hidden away. Ella Mishenital. It says it was stolen. It was taken. Kiman, the Amar, who said Aron Gola Lebavel. That's like what it says, that the Aron was taken to Bavel. It was not hidden away by Yoshiyahu. No, it's a machlokas what happened to it. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aron Gola Lebavel. The Aron was taken to Bavel. Shenemar, like it says, Ulchubas Hashana Shalach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar V'yivieha Bavela Im Kli Chemdas Beis Hashem. Pasuk is black and white. The Chemdas Beis, the Kalim of Beis Hashem were taken to Bavel. Rishon Meichai Omer, no. Aron Gal LeBavel, the Aron was, said the same thing. Shenemar, Lo Yoser Dvar Hashem, Dvar Amah Hashem, Eila Aseres Adibros Shabo. Rabbi Huda Ben Lakish, Omer, Aron, Bimkomo Nignaz. The Aron was hidden away in its place. I have to leave early. In its place. The Aron was hidden away in its place. Shenemar, like it says. Shenemar, like it says. It was hidden away in its, what does it mean, in its place? That means in the same spot, just down below. Shenemar, Vayiru Rashi Habadim min HaKodesh al Pnei HaDvir. Right? They saw the Badim of the face of the Dvir, which is like the sanctuary. Vayiru HaChuta V'hayusham Ariyom Azeh. And they're still there till this day. Still there. By the way, Upligi the Ula argues on what Rav Shimon ben Yochai said. So Amar Ula, Shal Rav Nasi ben Charash and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Beromi. Rav Nasi ben Charash asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai in Rome, V'chim yachash Rabbi Eliezer melamdenu Pam Rishona Ushnia Aron Gal LeBavel. Since Rabbi Eliezer had two psukim to tell you that the Aron went to Bavel, Rishona Hadamaron, the first one we said already, Vayivieha Bavela in Klichem Dafet Hashem, Shnia Maihi, what's the second pasuk? The Chziv it says, Vayetze Mibas Tzion, Kol Hadara, my Kol Hadara, what does Kol Hadara mean? It means Chadara. What is Chadara? Everything hidden away in the rooms. Cheder is a room, all the hidden things in the rooms, meaning the Aron. Ata ma'ata Omer. You, what do you say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? What do you say? Now, a minute ago, he said it went to Bavel too.
Right.
Amar lo, Ashani Omer. I say Aron bimkomo nignaz. No, the Aron was hidden away where it is. Shenemar, like it says. Sorry. Shenemar, like it says, Vayarichu Abadim, and the Badim were there, and that's a reference to the fact that the Aron is still there till to this day.
And what is this Vayarichu Abadim? They saw the Badim after it sunk down?
What does Vayarichu mean? They lengthened?
I understand that.
Extended. So what we're going to see in a few minutes, what that means is, we're going to see what that means in a few minutes. Right. Basically, the Badim by Moshe Rabbeinu were not as long as the Badim of the Beis HaMikdash. They were different Badim. Why? Because the Badim that Moshe made were only so long just to be carried. Right. Once they're in the Beis HaMikdash, what do you need Badim for? Think about it. The Shulchan didn't have Badim anymore. The Aron still had. But they were lengthened. Why were they lengthened? We'll see today, in a minute. Amalei Rava Le'ula, my Mashma, how does that pasuk tell you that they're still there today? That they lengthened the Badim? What does that have to do with today? What does that do with being buried? It says, you're right. No, the end of the part. No, it says, they're till this day.
That they're still there.
You're right. The first part of the pasuk, the lengthening the bottom, has nothing to do with anything. The second half, that they're still there, that's very, very, very vital. Now the Gemara says, one second. Whenever it says, it means forever. Is that what it means? It says, right, this is a pasuk in Shoftim. Right? And that's how Yavusi Yoshev Yerushalayim. The Yavusi were living in Jerusalem. Veloho Rishu B'nei Binyamin. The B'nei Binyamin didn't drive them out. V'yeshev HaYavusi Es B'nei Binyamin B'Yerushalayim Ad HaYom HaZeh. Is that possible? Right? Hachi nami de lo golu? What, they're still there? Even if you want to say, well, someone's still there. Some Yavusi, they never kicked out. Still there. Even if you want to say that, Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamishim Ushtayim Shana, for 52 years, lo avar ishu Yehuda, no man stepped foot in Yehuda. Not a Jew, not a Yavusi, nobody did. Shenemar, it says, Al haharim esa b'chi v'nehi, on the mountains, I lifted up and I cried out, found the oats, midbar, kina, on the pastures of the midbar, I made a kinis, kinisatu mibli ish over, v'lo shamu kol machne me'ov ha'shamayim v'ad behema nidro helcho. Not do helcho. And behema is gematria chamishin u'shtayim hava. Behema is gematria 52, which means nobody stepped foot there. Nobody stepped foot there for 52 years. Not a Yavusi, nobody. So what does it mean, not a Yom Hazeh? Can't mean forever, it's not true. But the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, more than that. Sheva Shanim, the Skaima, Gafritz u'melach be'eretz Yisrael. For 7 years there was Gafritz and Melach, salt and sulfur in Eretz Yisrael. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, in my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason for that? Issya bris. It's a Gzera Shava from bris. Ksiv hacha v'higvir bris l'rabim. It says in Daniel, right, that there was bris l'rabim shavua echad. Uksiv hasam, and it says by the klalos v'amru al asher ozvu es bris Hashem elokei avosam. So what do you see? That there was another 7 years, at least he held 7 years of desolation. So what do you mean ad yom hazeh? It's not true. So amalei hacha ksiv sham hasam lo ksiv sham. Yeah, over here by the Aron, it says the word Shum, meaning Vayi Shum Adayom Hazeh. Oh, that means forever. But by the Bnei Binyamin, it just said Hasam Loksiv Shum. It doesn't say the word Shum, so it doesn't mean forever. It doesn't mean forever. Okay? Good? Now, V'chol Hecha Dechsiv Shum La'olamu. So whenever it says the word Shum, means forever? It's also not true. Why? How do you know? It says that Meisvei, it says by the Bnei Shimon, Umehem min Bnei Shimon, Halchu lahar Seir, Anashim chamesh meos, 500 men went to Har Seir, Uplatya, Unaarya, Urefaya, V'uziel, Bnei Yishi Barosham, though those people went, they were the heads, Vayaku, Es She'eris ha'pleta la'amalek, and they smote the remnants of Amalek, right? Vayeshvu sham, Adayom Hazeh, and it says V'yeshvu Sham, and they're sitting there, dwelling there, Adayom Hazeh, until this very day. And it says the word Sham. That's not true. Why not there now? The Karal Sancheriv Melech Ashu Ubilbalas Kol Artos. Sancheriv came and moved everybody around. They're not sitting there. So what does it mean, Adayom Hazeh Sham? Shneimar Va'asir Gvulos Amen Va'asudo Sehem Shosei Si. Right? They're not still there, those people. The answer is Tiyufta. You're right, that's a good kasha. That's a Tiyufta. So what we said before is undone.
It wasn't necessarily there.
What?
It was not necessarily there.
Right, so what does that mean?
So the only reason why that's they knew it was there is from the pasuk.
Yeah. Correct.
Or they just, it was brought down and they were looking for a pasuk fit.
No, it's like, how do you know the sky is blue? There's a pasuk that says so. Right? How do you know blood is red? There's a pasuk that says that. Thank you. So you hear, that's what's going on. Now, so what's undone? What's undone is what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Others still said it. That was the only thing that was undone. Because we had a memra that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, no, the Aron was taken to Babel. Ula said, no, I had a story that what someone asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he said, no, it's here. And what was his proof? This pasuk. That is undone. That's a tziyofta. What is the other psukim that others held it anyway? Not based on this pasuk, right? So what's the story? I don't know, right? If I knew that, I'd be a rich man. If I knew where the Arna Kodesh was, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows where it is. What? Yeah, they make movies about it, right? If I knew that, I'd be a rich man. Nobody knows where it is. Nobody knows. There is.
Nobody says it went to Rome.
What?
Nobody says it went
no,
to Rome.
No one says that, no. Babel.
So where did the fallacy ever come out that all these things were in the Vatican?
No one says the Aron's there. The only menorah.
The menorah, yeah.
It was buried,
there is a place.
Benedict.
Huh?
Benedict.
In Egypt?
Yeah, they say it went on their all the way like into the desert or something like that.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. They found it.
Yeah, there is a theory. There is a theory that it's in. There is a theory.
Not sitting in a warehouse.
No, there is a theory that it's in a temple in Africa. You know, there's a temple in Africa that only one person, the guy's like 100 years old, is ever allowed to go in there. There's a temple that no one ever goes into. I'm not making this up.
To the
Templar? No. It's not a Christian thing at all. It's not Christian. Oh, it might be a church. It's not one of these like 1,000-year-old conspiracies. I'm not sure now if it's a church or just a Stama temple. I think it's in Ethiopia. Queen of Sheba came from Ethiopia. I think it's in Ethiopia. I'm not sure. Google this. You'll see it. There's a hack about it. There's a temple in Ethiopia that only one person is ever allowed to enter. He's a very old man, and they say it's in there. And he says it's in there. But you can't go in. So that's a very strange story.
How would it get from the base of
Egypt? The whole explanation how it got there. I'm just telling you I'm just telling you what you see on the History Channel. If you Google this idea about the ark being in some temple in Ethiopia, you'll find all about it. It's interesting. Do I think it's there? No. I don't think it's there. I don't think it's there. If there is one in there, I think it's a copy. That's what I think. There might be one in there. Could be. I don't know. No one ever went in. He says. So who's, you know, you always have a problem with one person saying something. That's the Kuzari's vort. We're the only religion where 600,000 men, besides women and children, saw the revelation. Not one person, not two people in some room. We're the only religion that says that. How many people saw Jesus perform miracles? Two or three. How about 600,000 men saw that? Right? We're the only religion that has that.
Was the same thing with the Muslims.
Correct, same thing. A few people saw revelation. Saw the leader, whatever. As a matter of fact, I saw a vort. That's why in last week's parsha, Parsha's Vo'era, right in the middle, it says that Moshe and Aaron, Moshe selected to be the leader. And then the Torah goes on to this tangent about his lineage. First Reuven, then Shimon, then Levi. Oh, stopped by Moshe. What's all that about? Not only that, there's a Gemara in Chulin that says, the Gemara asks about four people. Where do you know that they in the Torah? Haman. Where's there a reference to Haman in the Torah? Haman, Mordechai, Esther, and the fourth person is Moshe. The Gemara asks this question, Moshe min haTorah minayin. So everybody says, no, it means Moshe in Bereishis. Where's there a reference to someone that will be called Moshe? Moshe's in the Torah every other page. The question is, right, Haman, Mordechai, and Esther never appear. So there are allusions to them. Where's the reference to Moshe in the Torah? And the answer is, the Gemara answers, it says, B'shagam hu basar. Right? In end of Parashas Bereishis, and then the end of the pasuk says, "And life of man will be 120 years." The gematria b'shagam is Moshe. That's how Moshe. What's that about? The answer is, every other religion, the leader of the religion either is or becomes or will be or was a god. Moshe not like that. He's a human being. He had a mother, and he had a father, and he had a sister, and he had a brother. And he was born, and he's going to die. He's a regular person. But he's a very great person. He made himself a special person. He worked on himself, and he was chosen. But he's a regular human, flesh and blood, like everybody else. Not a god. He's not almost like a god. He's not a partner of God. He's none of those things. Flesh and blood. Bashagam hu basar. That's Moshe. It's unbelievable, Vart, no?
Ish and Basley didn't say, you know who they were. They were Ish, was a human being. They were human.
They had
that vart on their
Shmuel. Yeah, okay. There's another vart. They're human beings. They tell them their names. It says it later. Right? We don't know who Terah, we don't know who Avraham Avinu's mother was. Doesn't matter. Okay. Next. Amar of Nachem by Yitzchok, Athan and Amitin, we also learned this. Ma'itzeb a Kohen Echad. There was once a story with a Kohen. Shehayim Mitz'asek. He was busy. What was he busy with? We'll see in a minute. Amr of Nachman, Tana, Hamam, Aron Belishkas, dear Eitzim, how you nignaz. The Aron is hidden in the room where they keep the wood. maybe underground. That's where it's hidden. Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, Atha Tanina. We looked at brides like that. Maita, Bekorin Echad, Shayamas Asik, he was busy. What was he busy with? We'll see in a minute. V'ro Ritzba Meshuna Mechavroseha. He saw a little tile different than the other tiles. Above Odiyaz Chavero, he went to show his buddy. V'lo Hitzpik Ligmaris Hadavar Achi Yitzhas and Ashmaso. He didn't even have a chance until he died. V'adiyah B'yichud, they knew for sure. Yichud means for sure. Shasham Aron Nignas. That's where the Aron is. My how you what was he?
Not in Ethiopia,
right here. Not in Ethiopia, right? Not in some temple that no one goes into except for some old man. What?
Didn't we have this story already?
Yeah, we had it in Shkolim. We did have it already. Now, my how what was this guy? He says he was misasik. He was busy. What was he busy with? So Amar of Chelbo misasik bekarduma. He was busy with his hammer, axe. Where do you have an axe? Chop wood. I mean, he must have been in the wood of, in the room of the wood. Doesn't say where he was, right? Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Kahana Bali Mumin Hayu. There were two Kahana. They were Bali Mumin. Maslian the Eitzim. They were taking out the worms from the wood. That's what they were doing in there. The Nishmatar Karduma Shalechad Mehem. One guy dropped his axe. Vinafla Sham. He fell there. Vyatza Eish. Fire came out. Vachalto and ate him up. Devoured him. Okay.
No, consumed it.
Yeah. Rabbi Huda Rami. Ksiv. It says Viro Roshe Abadim. You could see the Badim. Uksiv and it says Velo Yir Rachutza. But you couldn't see the Badim. How's that possible? How is that possible? Nirin ve'ein nirin. They were seen, but they were not seen. What does that mean? They were seen and not seen. Tanya mihachi ve'yiru roshi habadim. You could see the badim. Yachol lo yahayizazim im koman. I would think that means they didn't move. Talmud lama no. Ve'yarichu habadim. They made the badim lengthened. Why? Like I said before, the badim that Moshe made weren't long enough to be able to be seen. We're going to explain in a minute how they're seen. Right? They weren't long enough to be seen. So they lengthened the badim so they could be seen. How are they going to be seen? Because they're going to stick out from the curtain. Like the badim of a woman. Right? That's what it means. In order to do that, you have to lengthen them. Not an ace. Not an ace. Badim was sticking out.
So was sticking out of where exactly?
They were sticking...
Through the parochas,
right.
Into the
parochas. When you looked at it, when you looked at the parochas, you saw two points sticking out. Right?
They were so long.
They were so long. They lengthened the badim to make them long enough that they could reach the curtain and stick out. Now,
what's the purpose of
that? Well, we'll see in a minute. Now, what basic picture are we talking about?
The first. Was there a wall there?
Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. Yachal, I would think you makriim beperoches viyotzin. I would think that they pushed through the curtain like two holes in the curtain. I would think that. And now, our question that we've been had for the past 2 weeks gets resolved by Rashi. Rashi says, V'yotzin ba'paroches. I would think that the badim poked through the paroches. What paroches? There was a wall there. There was a paroches uncovering the wall. That was just to make it pretty. But paroches? Says Rashi, Ha'prusa kineged Pesach. The opening of the door, shebimechitas amatraxin. In other words, through the curtain that covered the entrance to the amatraxin. Says Rashi, the Pesach and the opening to get into the Kodesh Kedoshim, beemtza amatraxin hayu, was in the center. Kedemikdash Rishon, in the first base of Mikdash. In other words, like what we said, the entrance was in the middle. Show the Torah Spiegel. The entrance was in the middle. In the middle was the entrance. So the entrance was wide enough that the badim went through the entrance, poked into the curtains. So when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kedoshim, he was right there in between the badim.
So it was an opening.
It wasn't really a door. It was an opening.
Right. And he had to duck
under the poles? No. Exactly the point. When he walked in, he was right in between the poles. That was our question. How did he duck under the poles? We couldn't figure out how he negotiated the poles. This is the answer. When he walked into the Kodesh, he was already in between the poles. And the poles stuck through.
I don't understand. There's a curtain.
There was a wall.
Then a curtain.
The wall did not. It wasn't a closed wall with a door like you open a door. It was an opening, like a ches.
Mm-hmm.
There was a curtain in front of the door, in front of the wall.
What do you mean by in front?
In front of the wall. If you're looking at the Kodesh... If you're standing in the Kodesh, looking into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you didn't see a wall, you saw a curtain.
Right.
That curtain, you saw two poles sticking out. Right? Now, the entrance to the curtain was on the extreme right or the extreme left. There was like a little bit of an opening at the bottom of the curtain. The Kohen Gadol would go into that curtain, walk to the center, and walk right in. And when he walked right in, he was right between the two poles. Why not?
Because you just said the pole.
Okay, so he could push the curtain back. He could push the curtain back a little bit and walk right in. Exactly. There's not. That I think is the best answer. Rashi says in black and white. Rashi says.
What's amitrachi? That's the wall.
The wall itself.
It's called an amitrachi.
Yeah.
It was
amitrachi. It was amitrachi. Yeah.
Because once he took it away, in the second.
What is traxin? So down there, it's a Greek word, whatever it means. That's better than well, you have to, how you push it. You have to push it back and drop just to make it. How much did it stick out? The pole into the curtain.
It just sounds funny.
But every other explanation sounds more funny. What, he jumped over the pole, jumped under? Everyone sounds worse.
So he walked between the wall and the purpose to get to the opening?
Yes. Yes.
So he must have a little bit of a space.
It could be.
He's holding two fingers.
Correct. It wasn't so easy. Last night my father's hocking me, but how did he transfer? It's not easy.
No, the whole thing is
The whole thing is very difficult. It's a transfer. Okay. Talmud Lomar. So it says, but it wasn't seen outside. No. What? It wasn't seen outside.
What wasn't seen?
The Badim. You didn't see Badim. You just saw two poking things, right? Hakeitzad. How does that, what does that mean? Dochakin, it pushed. Ubaltin, and it extended. V'yotzin, baparoches. Like the v'nireh kishnei dada isha. Like the two breasts of a woman. Shenemar, tsrar hamor, dodi li, bein shadayim yolin. What's the purpose of that? So it's very simple. A baby is for two ideas. Number one, that's where a baby's nourished. And this is where you're nourished. This is the place of your nourishment. Also, when a mother holds a baby, she holds him tight like that, in a loving way, when she nurses him. It's like a double meaning. That's where Hashem loves you, and that's where Hashem holds you. It's an unbelievable vart. It sounds like a very prusta thing. Not at all. It's a beautiful thing. So this is where your nourishment comes from. And when you see that image, it strikes a chord with you. Okay. Amar of Katina. B'shasha Yisrael on l'regel. When the Bnei Yisrael go up to the regel, megalin lehemes haperoches, they would roll over, open the peroches, umarin lehemes hakruvim, and show them the kruvim. This only makes sense if the entrance is in the middle. Otherwise, what are they doing?
Yeah, the wall.
The wall. Now they roll the curtain away. And the opening is still there. You can look right and see the Aron.
So in other words, everybody could look. You were allowed.
I'm reading a Gemara. Shayim Aron Zebezeh. V'omrim lahem. Ruchi baschem lefnei amacham. Look how much Hashem loves us. Kichiba zachar nekeva. Like a love of a man and a woman. Why? Because the Kruvim were right next to each other. One was the face of a boy. One was the face of a girl.
Did you say it wasn't
covered?
Just look right in or something?
So on if they would. What? Stam every day you can't.
You can.
But three times a year on Yontif they would do it. It's the question. One second, Matzav and Chista. One second, but it says v'lo yavo l'ros kabbalas hakodesh. But you can't see. You're not allowed to look at the kodesh. You're not allowed to do that. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, b'shas knisas kelim lenartik shelahem. When they were undoing the base of Mishkan, they were taking down the Mishkan. You couldn't look. It's like everyone on Yontif now. Everyone can go look. What's going on here? So Amar Rav Nachman, mashal kala. It's like a kala. She calls Manchi Beis Aviha when she's still engaged, she's still living at home. The relationship is much more modest. Why? Because they don't know each other yet. So in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, that's our relationship with Hashem. It wasn't so Hamish. It was still a little bit distant. Therefore, we couldn't see everything. Kivan Shebasa Lebeis Chameha. Once she comes home. To her father-in-law, where they live. Once she comes home, once she's married, once she's a normal relationship with her husband, and it's Numabayla, she's not afraid of him, she's not modest in front of him, they're married. So too, once they're in the Beis HaMikdash, the relationship was much more Hamish, much more close, and therefore, Bnei Yisrael can come look. Now, Masas Rav Chana Bar Rav Katina, Maisa B'Kohen Gadol, Shaitas Mitaskimbo. One second, we just had a story where Kohen Gadol was looking at the thing and he died. So what's going on? Well, Amalei, that was in the second Beis HaMikdash, right? So Nesgarsha Kamarta, what are you talking about after the divorce? I got divorced already, right? They got divorced, right? Hashem destroyed the first base of Mikdash. There was a divorce. Nah, this guy should chazal lechibat zebishana. It goes back. Even if she invites, even if he invites her over, or she invites him over, it's not the same. They're divorced already. Not the same, right? Now, but by Askeidim, what's going on here? E name of base of Mikdash Rishon. You talking about the first base of Mikdash? We have a parochas. What kind of parochas are we talking about? El Mikdash Sheni. We have a kruvim. Is the Mikdash Sheni where they're kruvim? So, by the way, one of the Achronim asks. The Maisa Lamelach asks, isn't there an Isser of Hanas Re'iyah? Does Hanas of Re'iyah of seeing the Kodesh Kedoshim? Doesn't answer the question.
You said that yesterday.
Right. It's a good question. Doesn't answer it. This overrides that. The Gemara says it was Mutter.
Wait, I don't have the right question. I thought we were
saying
that there was a
Kodesh. Oh, so we're going to get to the answer. So, Mikdash Rishon. Really? Really, it's in the first base of Mikdash. Right, look, by the way, it says there, Mihay Kruvim, were there Kruvim? Look at Rashi. Were there Kruvim in the second base of Mikdash? There were no Kruvim. Why were there no Kruvim? There was no Aaron. So Rashi says, Kasalka Daitach, the Gemara thinks, Bikruvim Sha'asa Shlomo, the Kruvim that Shlomo made, Eitel Ha'aron, for the Aaron, Mizeh Umizeh Ka'amar. What does that mean? This Kruv and that Kruv, both sides. What, so they ask on Rashi, what happened to the Kruvim of Moshe?
Yeah.
What did Shlomo have to make an Aaron for? What's Rashi talking about?
Shlomo made an Aaron?
That's what Rashi says.
Kruvim.
Where are the Kruvim? Where are the Kruvim? Which Kruvim? Those that Shlomo made? Can't be the second base of Mikdash. Right? Because there's no Kruvim.
Right.
So, what's Rashi talking about? Doesn't answer it. The Ginza Yosef asked that question. Anyway, La'ala Mikdash Rishon. Really, it's the first base of Mikdash.
Wait, there was a second Aaron, but that wasn't really. Wait, was that made by
Shlomo? No.
That was before.
Right. And yesterday we asked, why did they make a second Aaron for the second base of Mikdash? Why not make another one? Why not make one? We don't have it. Why not make another one?
Okay.
So we answered yesterday because the Aaron doesn't serve any function except to house the Luchos. That you didn't have. You don't have
that. No, but there were two Aarons.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that Aaron. That might not have been gold anyway.
But who made the second one?
Moshe, I think. Yeah. Umay Peroches? What does it mean, Peroches? Peroches de Babi, the Peroches of the gate. That's all it means. All the every wall had a Peroches as an ornament. Number of Zera, Amarav, Shloshas, Peroches, I have Mikdash. There were 13 of them. Shiva Keneged, Shiva Sha'arim, 7 for the 7 gates. Shtayim Achas, Lepitzchah Shal Hechel, 2, 1 for the opening of the Hechel. Achas, Lepitzchah Shal Ulam, 1 for the opening of the Ulam. Shtayim de Dvir, Shtayim Keneged Ba'aliyah. Rachav Yaakov Amar La'olam. Mikdash Sheni. Really, so that's the first answer. Mikdash Rishon, what does it mean? The Parochas? The Parochas that cover the walls. Other answers, no, it's Mikdash Sheni. Ah, there's no Kruvim. Kruvim, the Tzuratza, Havei Kaimi. It's the Kruvim that they painted on the wall. They painted a picture of Kruvim on the wall of the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the Kruvim they're talking about. So when they open up the curtain, you can see the picture. It was just a picture. Okay? The Chziv, it says, Veskol Kiris Habayis.
That picture, the
faces
didn't turn.
One minute. Veskol Kiris Habayis, Mesav Kela, Keruvim, Tamuras, Upeture, Tzitzim, Vetzifa, Zav, Misha, Al Machuka, Uksiv, Kamar, Ish, Levios. Mar, Kamar, Ish, Levios. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. That's what it means. Just a picture. It was just a picture. See, Tosfos on top says, Nishalti al Osam, Shemetzairim, B'machzorim. Someone asked me about making pictures in the Machzorim, in the old Machzorim, they had pictures by the Tal and Geshem. Chayos, Turos, Chayos, Ofos, Imyafa Osim in Lav. Is that appropriate or not? So maybe Friday morning, when the Amud Aleph is two lines, literally two lines, maybe we'll do this Tosos. Because Tosos gets into a whole discussion about making images. Okay? So we'll do that on Friday. Now we don't have time. What? Yes, he's not bothered by that. He's bothered by pictures of anything. So, which gets to the question of how could there be pictures on the wall of the Beis HaMikdash? Well, the Torah, the Navi said it. This pasuk is in the first Beis HaMikdash. So, it's Mestava, they had it by the second also. Right? Amar Rabba Rashila Kiish Hamaura Beluya Shalom. It's an image. Amar Rish Lakish Bishash Shenichnasu Nachum Lehechol. When the Goyim entered the second Beis HaMikdash. I think it's the second base of Mikdash. Ru'u kruvim hamu'urum zebazeh. They saw kruvim facing each other, hugging each other. Hotzi and lashuk. They took it out into the street. So either they cut it off the wall. V'amru Yisrael halalu shebirchan bracha klasim klala. The Jewish people, when they make a bracha, it's a bracha. When they make a klala, it's a klala. Yitaski with Ram halalu. This is what they're busy with. That's what they're in the temple, like an erotic image of a man and a woman. Is that what it is? Miyad hazilum. They made fun of it. Shenemar kal machmodeah haziluha ki ra'u ervasa, which is a pasuk in Eicha. So we know that when Hashem's love was strong with us, then the Kruvim were next to each other, and we're not. So at the moment of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they're hugging each other. It's a very funny thing.
Like a picture?
Yeah. It was a picture. It was a nace, right? So does that make sense? That at the moment of the destruction, which is the lowest point in Jewish history, the Kruvim are hugging each other, which is a representation of God's love for us. Yeah, so there are a bunch of arts. So the Rav Tzadok says, he wanted to show the Goyim, look what the relationship was. Look what it once was. To show the Goyim, to show the Jewish people, it once was such a thing. Now that you're going into Galus, you know, very long Galus, still in this Galus, just you should never forget, it was once a very strong relationship. And that's the parting shot. Hashem's last shot to us, that we love each other. The unbelievable Vart, right? Others say that at that moment, when they saw that it was such a foreign thing, that the Goyim were burning the Beis HaMikdash, they were destroying it, they were stirred with tshuva, and then it came, Beis HaMikdash was still gone. But at least, there was enough tshuva and enough heartache that they were hugging each other. Those are the two basic standard answers, right?
So what did they cut out?
They cut out the picture on the wall. Vishasiya Haisinik Reis, it was called the Evan Shasiya. Tana, Shemimena Hushtat Ha'olam. That's where the world was founded. Kiman Tana, Tanan, Kiman Amar Mitzion Nivra Olam. Who said that from Tzion is where the world was created? Tanya, Rabbeleza Omer, Olam Mem Tziuso Nivra. It was created from the center. Where's the center? I don't know. Shenemar, Biktekas Afarim Lamutak Viragavim Yiduvku. Rabbi Shua Omer, Olam Menat Stadim Nivra. It was created from the sides. I don't know what that means. Shenemar ki l'sheleg yomer havi eretz v'geshem matar v'geshem matros uzo. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Evan yorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yam, Hashem threw a stone into the ocean, mimena hushtas nishtas ha'olam, and that's where the world was created. The water. What water? I don't know. Right? The first pasuk says, v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. What mayim? Nothing was created. That's a big question. Shinemar, like it says, Alma Adonia Hativa U Omiyara Evan Pinasa. Chacham Omrim, no mitzion nivra olam. The world was created from Tzion. Shinemar, Mizmor Asaf, Kel Elokim Hashem. Vomar mitzion Michal Yofi. Mimenu Muchal Yofi Shal Olam. That's where the beauty of the world begins. By the way, Tanya, Blazar God Omer. Eglo Toldos Hashemayim Varets, Behi Bar Om. Veo Masos Hashem Elokim Eretz Vishemayim. Toldos Shemayim, Mishemayim Nivru. All the other things in heavens were created from the heavens. Toldos me'eretz, toldos ha'aretz, everything else, all the toldos of the earth, a tree, a flower, me'eretz, they were created from the earth. Chacham omer, no, elim elim mitzion nivru. They were both created from Tzion. Shenemar, mizmor la'asaf, el elokim Hashem, devar v'yikra eretz mizvach shemesh, ad mavo v'omer b'tzion mechal yofi elokim hofia, mimenu, from it, mechal yofi shel olam. The beauty of the world was created. All right? I'm sorry, we're going to stop now because I have to go.